Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples in today. Both hours, it's going to be open forum both hours. 888-318-7884, the number 888-318-7884. Tim Staples, as you know, is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. He's also the author of Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. And he's got a new book that he's working on called Behold the Lamb of God. I'm pretty sure I know who that one's about. Hello, Tim.
Hey. It is great to be with you, Cy Kellett, and I say that with a little extra oomph, because the last couple of drives, I was running all around the world.
And now you're back with
us. And I wasn't here. So, man, and Cy, this is a really crucial time for us at Catholic Answers. You know, I might as well mention this right from the get-go, that folks, we got hit with a big deficit this past summer.
Yep.
That we were not exactly expecting, especially given, you know, Cy, I remember the summer before, we had probably the best summer we've had in all the years I've been here, and that's 15 years. And then this summer, wow, we got hit, and we're still about $100,000 behind. Now, we were $500,000 behind. And this is the thing. We ask folks for help, and they come through, but then you have new bills that come in. You know?
The bills come every month, I've noticed.
They do. Every month they come in. And so, you know, we've been able to you know, take care of the 400, but we're $100,000 behind as an apostolate, and now we have our radio needs as well. So, folks, we really need a good radio drive. Let's make it a record.
Yeah, please.
Because we need it. 888-291. Folks, get in right from the get-go, because it's so often, it's hard to get folks to be that first caller, okay? So please, I want you to pick up your phone right now. We're in a lot of need right now, but I just know, you know, God is blessing in so many ways. You know, just going to Australia, Cy just got back from Rome. We're just seeing so much good stuff happen. You know, in the midst of the crazy stuff, you know, Pachamama insanity coming down the pike at us, and we're going, oh my Lord, what? You know, one of the best antidotes to that for me is getting out to the parishes and seeing Catholics who are on fire for the faith,
yes,
raising their kids right and asking questions about the Catholic faith. And we help folks to understand. We bring people to Jesus, man. That is what it's about. But folks, we really need your help right now to be able to continue to do that. So I need that first caller right now to get up. Oh, I see we have some first callers right now, but we need the first set of callers now to get on that phone line at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we'll take the money there the same way we take it over the phone. It comes through the same way. Now, folks, please, I am not going to be having heart failure this time.
Nope.
As I remember three times ago, because I missed the last two, y'all were scaring me all the time, because it was like the phones were, nobody was on them. And then, oh my Lord, folks came through at the end. We need it right from the start, folks, because there's too many souls that need saving. There's too many folks out there who do not understand the fullness of the faith that we alone possess as Catholics. And we at Catholic Answers exist for one reason, and that is to bring people Catholic answers.
We can only come to you four times a year and ask you for your support. This is our last time this year that we will be able to ask you for your support. When you support us, that finances our operations for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to pledge your support. 888-291-8000. Throughout this hour, we're going to continue to just do our job. We're not going to just do fundraising through the hour. But I also want to add one piece of news before we go to those phones, and that is that we have, again, and we really have been blessed in this regard lately, a donor who has given us $15,000 as a match for this hour.
Wow. And I didn't know that until just now.
$15,000 match,
dollar for dollar.
So every dollar that is pledged this hour will be matched up to $15,000. If you want to give $5,000, it'll be matched. If you want to give $5,000, it'll be matched. 888-291-8000. Or as Tim said, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Did you say $15,000?
$15,000 for this hour. Just this hour,
$15,000. Oh, my goodness, folks.
Yes.
Now there goes my heart racing, all right? $15,000 in the first hour. Oh, my goodness, folks, we need your help right now. 888-291-8000. We've got to hit this mark. I don't think we've had that before when I was here. Have
15
we
grand?
Had, we've
well,
had 10, haven't
well,
we?
You missed a couple. We've
yes,
had some,
I did.
We've had
I did.
Some extraordinary.
Have
no,
we
really.
Really?
There are some donors who know. I know that they know this.
Yes.
That they know, okay, you got a hole. And then they have given us these large
wow.
pledges of, hey, you raise it, I'll match it.
That so, is fantastic, folks. Please, if you call and the phones are busy, because I think this time we don't have as many phones as we do normally. Do we,
Si? I don't know. I
see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that it?
At the moment,
at the moment. We need to get some more folks on the phone lines here. But if you call and it is busy, please, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we really need your help to hit that $15,000 in this first hour.
$15,000, dollar for dollar match this hour, 888-291-8000. And everybody you speak to will be somebody who works here in this building. So say hello to them, ask them what they do. They'll be happy to share with you. Or just if you're in a hurry, just tell them I'm in a hurry and get it done. They'll get you done in, I don't know, 30, 60, 90 seconds.
Right.
But in any case, very quickly. 888-291-8000. 8,000 is the number, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Both spots are covered by the match, and the match is for this hour, and it's $15,000. Let's go to Billy in Connecticut to start off our questioning. Billy, your question for Tim Staples. Billy? No Billy?
Do we have Billy?
Yes, you do.
Oh, Billy. Nice trick, dude.
I thought sure Si had already hit a wrong button.
Yeah, you would think it was me, huh? But no, it was you. Okay, Billy, your question for Tim.
Thanks. You know, it's funny. I called in before and I did the same thing, left the mute button on. All right.
okay.
So my question is, it's kind of two questions. So first, it's what's the difference between the role in evangelization of the priest versus the laity.
Right.
And kind of second part of my question is, with a lot of people doing things like Lectio Divina and stuff like that,
yeah.
They'll read parts of the Bible, like Acts of the Apostles, that are really like kind of talking about like the first priests and everything. And they'll take those verses that are specifically meant for people in holy orders, that sort of thing, and apply it to themselves. Like, I think there's a lot of confusion between the roles. So if you could kind of elaborate on that, that'd be great. Thanks.
Sure, Billy. Thanks for your question. And first of all, we want to say, Billy, that by virtue of our baptism, all Catholics are called to be evangelists in the sense that we are all called to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And so there is a commonality there that we are all called. One of the most beautiful, I would say the most beautiful and exhaustive document on evangelization, you've heard me talk about it many times, is Evangelii Nuntiandi, the great apostolic exhortation on evangelism by Pope St. Paul VI. And he talks about that universal call that all of us have to evangelize. And because of that fact, no one has an excuse. But to your question in particular, Billy, the role of the priest, the bishop, the ordained in general, but especially the priest and the bishop, is first and foremost to be a shepherd. They are, see, now there's a sense, Billy, in which the priests and bishops and deacons as well are both shepherds and sheep at the same time. Hence, we have that common universal call to holiness, universal call to be evangelists, to evangelize, to bring the gospel to the world. But the shepherds have a particular role, and that is shepherding the faithful. You know, you've probably, Si, you've heard me say this before, you know, it's not the role of shepherds to give birth to sheep. You know, that's kind of a weird image. I'm not sure I even want to think
like
about that.
One.
Shepherds don't give birth to sheep. Sheep give birth to sheep. Shepherds watch the sheep. They guard the sheep. And this is why, you know, Jesus in that great commission to St. Peter in John 21, 15 through 17, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, feed my sheep. He gives the care of all of his sheep to Peter. Now, of course, this is a verse of scripture that's been used, and infallibly so, toward the papacy, that the Pope has a unique calling to be the shepherd, both of the shepherds of the people of God as well as the people of God. But that's a great example of Jesus calling him to be the shepherd of all of the sheep. Well, the bishops have a particular calling as well to shepherd both the diocese that they are called to shepherd, as well as they have a responsibility to the universal church as well as shepherds. And so their role is very distinct in that regard. They say Mass. They are dispensers of the mysteries of God, as St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, or in Latin, that's sacramentum. They dispense the sacraments of God to nurture and nourish the people of God. And I'll say this, Billy, very importantly, Pope St. Paul VI makes this point in Evangelii Nuntiandi. He says it's important to remember that it's the principal calling of the shepherds to take care of the liturgy and the building up of the people of God when it comes to the administration of the sacraments and such. That's not the principal role of laity. It's why I say to folks, they get mad at me, Si, but our principal calling is not to be extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion and lectors and all of that. And it's extraordinary, by the way, extraordinary. It's something that we shouldn't need in the church. We should have so many ordinary ministers that we don't need extraordinary. Now, this is not to say it's bad. Of course not.
No.
If you've been delegated properly, of course, it's not bad. But that's not the principal call of the lady. The principal call of the lady is to make more sheep, is to go out to receive our blessed Lord and go out and make more sheep to bring the gospel to the world. So those are some of the distinct differences. But folks, I can see we have a whole, hey, and we've got some new folks on the phones too. We've got a whole lot of open lines here at 888-291-8000. Look at all those lines, Si. Folks, we need your help right now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you want us to continue to bring great answers, Catholic answers to people who need Catholic answers, we need your help right now. We've got a $15,000 match, and folks, we have a long way to go, and I see a whole lot of, thanks be to God, we got more people on the phones, but we need you to call right now, 888-291-8000. Remember, every dollar you get is going to be matched. So if you give that $15 a month right now, it's going to be doubled, isn't it?
Yes, it's $30
a month. Not just the first $15, but the entire $15 a month. Am I right?
You are exactly right.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness, folks. You need to get on that phone right now and call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, folks, we have a special need in this drive due to, as I said before, we really got hammered this past summer and we're still trying to come out of. It's been a long time since I've seen on the financials, Si, negative numbers where we were actually in the hole, but we were. And right now, folks, we need your help at 888-291-8000. I will guarantee you, we are here for you at Catholic Answers. When you have questions about the Catholic faith, me and our apologists here, we are going to bring you Catholic Answers. We are here for you. We're asking you now to be there for us. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or go to 888-291-8000. I can't say it strongly enough. We need your help. And now, folks, don't be shy. We've got open phone lines here, and we're a long way away from meeting our first challenge here, $15,000. Am I right, Si?
$15,000 match this hour. We still are early in the hour. We're a quarter of the way through, so we're going to need a lot of help to make that match. The way it works, we only come to you for 6 hours every quarter. So this week, we'll take 6 hours out of our broadcasting week to ask you for your help and support. We have very generous donors who will make an offer of a match on some of those. Look at that. Only one line open right now. That's
there
thank,
we
first
go.
Of all, let me just say thanks
praise
so much
God.
For filling up the lines. Who's left right there? I can't read who's Fidelli. Okay, so Fidelity's waiting for you to call. Give Fidelity a call.
And now we've got 14 people on the phones, too.
888-291-8000, the number. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe and secure. You can do it there. But the folks have given us these tremendous matching gifts for some of the hours during this six-hour pledge drive. $15,000 this hour. If we can match the 15, we get to keep the match. So your help is needed right now.
888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Or safe and secure online. Line at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've also got some gifts that we want to give to you. I'm going to allow Tim to answer one more question, and then I'm going to run through all the gifts. But right now, pick up the phone and call. Anybody who picks up the phone can also tell you about the gifts. What? Fidelity is still waiting for a call.
Oh, my goodness. 888-291-8000.
Come on, make Fidelity pick up that phone and do some work. Let's go to, I have the name as Glacier in Parker Heights, Texas. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Glacier, your question for Tim.
Yes.
First of all, I hope you guys are doing well. But
thank
my
you.
Question concerns. Yes, yes sir. But my question concerns films, and this is my question.
Yes.
Is it a mortal sin to view a film which misuses God's name, either with the unfortunately trite OMG or with the much more
yeah, we know.
Harmful.
The, right, right. Well, I just don't want you to take a risk of saying it. But yeah,
of course.
Yes.
You know, yeah, using the Lord's name in vain. And we're familiar with how people do that. So,
right. Well, Glacier, I would argue not necessarily. It's not necessarily a mortal sin to watch a movie that may have a word like that in it. There would have to be more of a context here, because you can have a portrayal of a battle scene or some kind of a, you know, extraordinary circumstance like that, where you depict things happening that are objectively immoral, because that's a historical fact. You know, it's kind of like King David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. You know, the Bible doesn't hem and haw about it, but hey, he committed murder and he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he was incredibly deceitful about it and everything else. So, you know, that's a case where mortal sin is being depicted. Now, if, you know, you had cameras there, you wouldn't expose the actual act of adultery. That's where you definitely go over the line.
Mm-hmm.
So some will argue, but wait a minute, when you use the Lord's name in vain, aren't you going over the line right there? And I would argue yes. I would argue against doing that in movies. I think it's a grave mistake for those who do it, but there's legitimate room for, you know, disagreement here between folks. Now, I would say no, don't do it. And I would not recommend going and seeing a movie that has our Lord's name used in vain, even one time. But I would not say it's a mortal sin to do so for the reasons stated. There are certain things that you can, you know, like scenes, violent scenes that you can fake. An actor could theoretically recite the lines of some work of art and not be culpable for everything that's being depicted there. Like the actor who plays David committing adultery is not guilty of adultery. Unless, of course, he actually takes off his clothes and that sort of thing, then you have pornography. So, again, it's a fine line there. And I know there's, you know, some folks will disagree with me on that point. The only thing I would say is we have to be very careful before we start binding people to mortal sin. Because if, in fact, a person, let's say, is watching the movie, not, you know, for any negative reasons, they're watching the movie with the best of intentions, and it's actually a good movie, but the movie maker thinks, you know what, this is an accurate historical portrayal of what this person actually said, and so we're going to have it in there. I mean, that's a point where we can disagree and so forth and not be committing a mortal sin if we just view it.
Thanks, Glacier, very much for the question. It is the case, however, though, that I think our standards are just really low right now.
They like, are.
There was a time when people would have known, no, I shouldn't be watching that. That's not good for my spiritual life. That's not good for my family life. But we do it anyways now.
Amen. And we watch a whole lot more than just somebody saying one word.
Right.
You know, like you say, saying OMG one time. And again, if somebody says OMG, that even in and of itself is most likely not a mortal sin for the person saying it, because it's not reflective. It's, you know, in order to commit a sin, you can't accidentally commit a sin, right, Si?
Yes, I mean,
you you have to know what you're about to do is a sin, and you have to deliberately consent to that knowledge and act freely in performing that action. So, you know, we have to be careful, because we can become so scrupulous that we have to take ourselves out of the world. But it's a valid point. Our morals have fallen so bad today that what passes for art is absolutely disgusting. And praise be to God for great men, you know, like our friends at Metanoia Films, who made the great movie Little Boy that I was in, by the way. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. Because, yes, I played the soldier at the hospital, and I had two lines. That was me. But Little Boy and Bella, and we have a lot of great movies now that are coming out. Christians are making them. But, folks, right now, we need your help, because we've got 14 phone lines, and I'm seeing only about four of them.
Four full right now.
Are filled. Folks, we need you to get on the phones at 888-291-8000. We need your help right now, because we have a $15,000 match. And there's something, folks, not only is every dollar you give right now going to be doubled, and we cannot fail this, because if we fail, I don't know, Si, do we not get the money if we don't get all 15?
I believe the way that it works, oh, now Jimmy will have to straighten me out on this, but I believe the way it works is whatever we match, we get
up to
15,000.
Up to, or at least so, we get that.
Yeah.
All right. But folks, we can't leave any of that $15,000 dangling. So folks, every dollar you give is going to be doubled up to that 15,000. And I know we're not even close. So every dollar you give right now is going to be doubled at 888-291-8000. We need you to call right now. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know what, Si? Folks need to remember, not only did we take a hit this last summer and we are in the hole financially, but there's something folks got to realize. Between every drive, we lose donors.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know the algorithm or the percentage, but we lose. Some folks die. Some folks move away. We've had radio stations lost in the past, where folks can't hear us anymore, and so they don't give anymore. And so we lose there's an attrition rate. And so we need folks to restore what we've lost in these last 3 months, and then we've got to build. So in a sense, we've got an uphill battle here to get the $15,000 match, to replace those we've lost, and then we can start moving forward. And over these next couple of days, my friends, we really need y'all to come through. So one more time, we need your help at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. The number, about half the lines are full right now. 888-291-8000. And if you're wondering why Tim and I never know exactly how many, because they put this monitor across the room from us to be behind the cameras, and
yes,
we're both 55. So so we kind of guess at how many. Well, I see some red, I see some green, but we have, generally speaking, it looks like about half the lines are available right now. So a great time to call. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar. We want to use it all up before we go into the next hour. Your pledge makes it possible for us to remain on the air for the next 3 months. That's basically how it works. 888-291-8000 is the number. I told you I'd tell you about some of the gifts. If you're able to make a one-time gift of $200 or an $18 or more per month pledge, it's all going to be matched. Whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time gift, it's all matched immediately to us. But if you're able to give at that level, we have some wonderful gifts that publishers have made available to us. First of all, Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians, by the wonderful Rod Bennett. We'll send you that. And We'll send you Ask Peter Kreeft, or Ask Peter Kreeft, I said. We'll pronounce it correctly. Ask Peter Kreeft, the 100 most interesting questions he's ever been asked by the inimitable Dr. Peter Kreeft. We'll send you both of those books. We'll send them together if you're able to make an $18 a month or more pledge, or if you're able to make a one-time $200 donation. In addition, if you can up that pledge to $45 a month or a one-time $500 pledge, we're going to send you Bishop Robert Barron's Catholicism, the Pivotal Players. We're going to send you the two episodes, Fulton Sheen and Flannery O'Connor, two great American, they're not saints, but they are saintly people, wonderful Catholics. We'd love to send you both of those, and that's for a one-time gift of $500. We'll send you all of that, or for a monthly pledge of $45 or more, 888-291-8000. One line open. I can't see the name. So I won't say it, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim Staples is our guest for both hours. We're going to continue to answer questions. I know we've been doing some fundraising, hopefully setting the groundwork for a very successful 3 days of coming to you to ask for your support. But we'll continue to get to those questions. So if you're on the line, please stay on the line. We'll take a very quick break for our various sponsors and for EWTN messages. And then we will come right back and answer questions on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Big day for us here. Tim Staples here both hours to answer your questions. It's an open forum, and that means any question at all about the Catholic faith is welcome. Whatever your question is, we'd love to take it. Tim, of course, is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, and he's also the author of Behold Your Mother, a Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. But Tim being here is not the only big deal we've got. We've also... we're raising funds today. This is our last time to come to you this year and ask you to support this ministry, this radio program. The way that it works, Catholic Answers is a radio program produced by Catholic Answers Live is a radio program produced by Catholic Answers, the apostolate Catholic Answers, and we give it free to anybody who wants to air it, anyone on earth who wants to air it. So if your radio station is not playing Catholic Answers, it's because they don't want to play it. There's no other reason. We'll give it to anybody. We have wonderful affiliates all over the country. As a matter of fact, around the world now. We're on Cradio down there in Australia, and here, there, and everywhere you'll find Catholic Answers. And you need to support those. Please support all of those ministries, all those radio stations, EWTN Network. But in order to keep producing this particular program and to keep this ministry going, we have to come to you four times a year and ask you for your support. And that's what we're doing right now. And a very generous donor has given us $15,000 to match this hour. It's a wonderful match, $15,000, dollar for dollar. All you got to do is dial 888-291-8000, spend about a minute or two on the phone with one of the employees here at Catholic Answers, and you will help us reach that match by making any pledge in any amount, 888-291-8000. Anybody who makes a pledge in any amount, I don't care what amount it is, we're going to send you an email, and we're going to give you a wonderful talk that Patrick Madrid did for us when we were on one of our adventures a few years ago. He up in Canada, he did a wonderful talk called A Faith Worth Dying For, The Jesuit Martyrs of North America. It's a 45-minute talk. If you don't know about the Jesuit Martyrs of North America, you need to know about them. Some of the great heroes in the entire history of the church. So we'll send you that no matter what the amount of the pledge is. So everybody, the way we send it to you, we send you an email, and then it gives you a way to download it. 888-291-8000. Again, if you are able to make a pledge in a larger amount, say $200, or you're able to do $18 a month or more, we're going to send you Ask Peter Kraft, the new book from Peter Kraft, of course. And we're going to send you Scripture Wars, the new book from the marvelous Rod Bennett.
Yes.
888-291-8000. Everything pledged is matched up to $15,000. Also, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and guess what? That gets matched as well there. All the money goes into the match pool. We've got another question for Tim. Let's go to another Billy. Billy in Charleston, South Carolina, listening on South Carolina Catholic Radio. Billy, your question for Tim.
Yes, my question was about the five holy wounds.
Yes.
My question was, were the wounds inflicted on the hands or the wrist of Christ?
Right. Great question. And I believe now, of course, the church has not given us a definitive teaching on this, but I believe it was in the hands. And there are many reasons for this. Now, when it comes to the biblical text, the Greek word for hands can, in fact, and does apply, part of the forearm as well. So it theoretically could be hands or wrists. That is, if you just use the Greek word. However, I think what a lot of folks miss here is we have in the Hebrew, in Psalm 22, verse 16, the famous text that's fulfilled in Jesus Christ in the New Testament being crucified, "They've pierced my hands and my feet." That uses a Hebrew word that is, in fact, for hands, which is an indicator that the nails were, in fact, through the hands. And also, we all remember in John 20:25, where, St. Thomas famously says, "I won't believe unless I can put my hands inside and see the nail prints and feel and touch," right? And he refers to our Lord's hands there again. He wanted to touch, and our Lord later allows him to touch or at least he says to him, "Extend your hands." And I believe that he did. And in fact, a little Catholic trivia here, but I believe that when John talks about in his first letter that we have seen and we have touched, I believe he's referring to after the resurrection. Now, that's just Tim Staples, that I believe they all touched Jesus, mm-hmm. not just Thomas, but we can't even imagine the exhilaration for 40 days of them seeing our blessed Lord as they did. But at any rate, the point is, What's important to that text, though, is he says he wants to see his hands. He wants to see the wounds, put his hand inside it and feel them. But then notice when you go to texts like Luke 24, verses 39 and 40, when he famously, you know, appears to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he appears multiple times, but they think they've seen a ghost when he appears, and they say, and Jesus says, see my hands and my feet. Once again, he appears to be extending my hands and my feet. See, these are the indicators that it's me. The holes in his hands and feet that obviously our Lord chose to keep even in his glorified body, because this is after the resurrection, but he says, see my hands and my feet. So it just seems that he uses the same language from Psalm 22, verse 16. They've pierced my hands and my feet. That every Jew and the disciples knew that verse forwards and backwards. So, I mean, I say that to say this, that there's indications. This is not definitive, you know, teaching, but there's indications from the biblical texts that it was actually in the hands. Then you also have the fact that the Vulgate, St. Jerome's famous translation, translates hands here as manus, which does in fact mean hand and not wrist. And of course, the Vulgate doesn't just go back to Jerome, though he translated the Vulgate. There were Latin translations that went back as far as the second century and third century. So this was a very, in other words, this is a very ancient understanding that it was his hands and his feet. And then you add the stigmatists like Padre Pio and such, who the wounds are always in the hands and the feet and on the head where the wounds of our Lord actually were. So there's a lot of reason to say. Now, I should say this real quickly, that there was a famous book written, A Doctor at Calvary, 100 years ago or so, that put out a lot of bad information that a lot of people have hung their hat on. For example, a lot of people will say, well, if you hang a corpse on a cross by the nails in the hands will rip right out of there. So a body can't be supported. That's been proven false. They've actually used cadavers and tested. Don't just ask me
this
who.
This bothers me so much. Like my hands are aching with you talking about it.
That's right. Okay. I mean, studies have shown that the hands are absolutely strong enough. In fact, the flesh and the material in the hands are remarkably strong and would hold a body up no problem. But at any rate, there's a lot more we could do here. But the bottom line is the traditional position that we see, I believe, is correct.
Billy, thank you very, very much. It is open forum today. Tim Staples is our guest both hours. Your calls welcome. Any question at all about the Catholic faith, about Catholic people, Catholic tradition, Catholic teaching, you are welcome to call and ask. And we can do that because we have very generous supporters who make it possible for us to stay on the air. And four times a year, we come to you just for a few hours to ask you for your support. And we are in the midst of that right now. So I want to ask you again to please help us make sure we use up our $15,000 match this hour, and also to reach our overall goal, which will get us fully financed for the next 3 months. And the entire apostolate will be fully financed. We do a lot of things here at Catholic Answers. We have a publishing arm. We have a magazine. We have we have Speakers Bureau. We have we have a tremendous social media outreach where people can be mad at us on Twitter. And positive things happen too. I shouldn't have made that so negative. But all that is really primarily made possible by the fact that people pick up the phone and call and support us. And so this is our primary means of funding all of our operations. And your call means everything to us. I can see four lines open right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you know what, folks? If you could only hear, as one who travels more than a human being ought to, every single place I go, I hear the testimonies. One of the best things, my brothers and sisters, one of the most, the beautiful things about doing what I do and what we do here is when we travel out and we hear the stories of changed lives of people who, and I'm telling you, this is, I'm not exaggerating at all when I say every single place I have gone, probably for the last 10 years, you know, early on in the early years, you know, for, who is this guy, you know, and never heard this before. But now when we go, it's testimony after testimony. Tim, I was a Protestant. I came to your talk, or I got your cassettes, or I got your book, or your whatever. And I am Catholic now, with tears in their eyes so often. And folks, you have to understand something. This isn't automatic. You know, folks think that they're just, oh, yeah, you turn it on and Catholic Answers is going to be there. And that's not necessarily true. We just, if not long ago, lost a whole lot of stations. We've seen stations lost over the years where folks thought, and I appreciate what you said, Cy, folks need to support those local stations. And you do, because without them, we're not on the air there.
Right.
But it's the same with Catholic Answers. There are times when folks forget us, like this past summer. And you know, we're going, don't forget us, because our bills keep coming. When you're in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you know, drinking.
Oh, man, now you're making me nostalgic. I want to go back to Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
Well, our bills keep coming.
Or Tybee Island, Georgia.
So, folks, please don't take us for granted. Because we are, as I said, we're here because of you.
Amen.
And I know there are folks right now listening that you've thought about giving for a long time, and now's the time, because we're really in a need situation right now. We need you to pick up the phone. Come on. You were the one.
He's looking right at you.
That's right. You need to pick up that phone. You've probably thought about it, but you know what? Folks, do it. 888-291-8000. And every dollar is going to be doubled on top of that. Don't let this $15,000 matching gift dangle.
888-291-8000, the number, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, which is mobile friendly. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is mobile friendly. So you can do it on your phone. Don't do it while you're driving. 888-291-8000. Perfect time to call right now, because we got to take a very, very quick break, and then we'll come back and answer some more questions. 888-291-8000.
I want to say how much I appreciate Catholic Answers. It's absolutely wonderful. And I think contributing to Catholic Answers is a necessity in this day and age, and wouldn't want to do it without them. So thank you for your job. You guys do a great job. Thank you for your ministry.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host, in studio with Tim Staples. Tim's going to be with us next hour as well. So if we don't get to your call this hour, don't worry. We'll get to it next hour. We're going to try to take as many calls as we can. It's open forum. That means we love your calls on any aspect of the Catholic faith. You may or may not agree with this, but if you don't agree with it, you have a serious problem. There's a lot of people in the world, and a lot of institutions, and a lot of things in the world that are operating against basic morals and against the Christian faith today. I'm not saying that to try to demonize anybody or hate anybody or anything. We have to admit that. There's a lot going on in the world that has this agenda of de-Christianizing the world and getting rid of that horrible influence of the guy who said God is love and all that. That would be St. John, right?
Yes.
So God is love.
1 John 4:8, yes.
Okay. Look, if you go across your radio dial, your TV dial, you're going to find plenty of negativity, anger, hatred, and frankly, a lot of snarkiness and self-righteousness. But you only need one station on that dial that's telling the truth about who Jesus is and what his church is to radically change the lives that come upon that station. And that's what we're doing in Catholic radio. That's why you got to support your Catholic radio station.
Well said, brother.
But we just need to be there. We don't need to be going crazy like our hair is on fire. We don't need to be upset about, I mean, there are many things to be upset about, but we don't need to come from a place of being upset. All we have to do is share the joy of living the Christian faith as given to us by Jesus and through the Catholic Church. Invite people to the sacraments, invite people, you know, to participate in the life of the church. And lives are absolutely changed. And that's what you do. It's not, this is not a we do it for you kind of thing. This is a we all do this together thing. So that's why we come to you from time to time and ask you to support this program. The number to call is 888-291-8000. By the grace of God, there are only two lines open right now. So either dial quick or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com either on your phone or on any other device, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 is the phone number, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know what, Si? I was just recently up in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon, and a priest came up to me and he said, in fact, he said this on more than one occasion, he said, thank you, Tim Staples, and thank you for Catholic Answers that bring sanity to the conversation whenever we talk about the Catholic faith. And I really appreciated that. I hope you're listening right now, Father. Because that just blessed my socks off. And I hear that a lot, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, negativity and focusing on everything that's wrong. And I just, you know, me, Tim, say, I just can't do that because it's a misrepresentation of reality. Because reality is there from the rising of the sun to the setting all over this world, a perfect, pure, clean oblation is being offered in fulfillment of the prophecy of Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. And I can't help but to get excited about that.
Right, right.
And the fact of meeting priests all over this world that are faithful and loyal to the Magisterium, and bishops as well. Now, does that mean we don't ever talk about the negative or bad stuff? Of course not. But my friends, we are about the gospel of Jesus Christ, which really is good news. The good news is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He died on the cross for us. He established the one holy Catholic and apostolic church that gives us infallible certitude when it comes to the essential matters that we need for salvation to get us to heaven. How in the world can't you get excited about that? Well, that's what we see here at our office at Catholic Answers day in and day out. Is so much good of lives being changed, folks experiencing the sacraments of initiation in their lives where they have gone from darkness to light. Oh my goodness. And folks, you're the ones that make that happen because we can't do it without you. And that's why, as Si said, we're asking you now, 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Support us now. You keep us going for these next 3 months. And I'll guarantee you, in the next 3 months, it's going to be just as good as it was the last 3 months. In fact, even better.
And just think of how many people it's going to be something new for. I mean, how often do we hear about somebody who just, they turned on that radio, they turned that dial, and it's new to them. But, you know, it's ancient, but always new, I guess, is the way to say it.
Amen, brother.
Let's go to Nick in Chicago, Illinois. Nick, delighted to have you. Your question for Tim Staples.
Yes. So my question.
Yes.
I just want to preface it by starting, like, about my relationship with my mom, who I love my mom. She's an amazing mom.
Yes.
But so I was raised Catholic.
Right.
And in my mid-20s to now in my late-20s, I have fallen away from the faith.
Okay.
Now, that has put a lot of stress on her, which I can understand. You know, she just wants what's best for me.
Sure.
But it's starting to affect our relationship, you know, and I don't want to lie to her and say that I am committed to this and I believe this and I go to church.
Right.
But then it hurts her so much and she feels like she failed as a mom because now here's me who I think, you know, I know a lot of people who share my views who don't believe, who don't have the respect for the church. Well, I have that respect for church, it's just not the belief.
Sure.
Is there anything, like, from a Catholic point of view I can tell her to say, like, you haven't failed, you know what I mean? Like, you did good.
Yeah.
You did
Nick.
Good. It's just, you know.
Yeah, Nick, I appreciate you calling in. You know, if she were here or on the line with me, I would say, Mom, you know, you have not failed because your child has strayed from the faith. God has given all of us free will. And Nick, you are free to reject the truths of the Catholic faith, just as I am, and Cy is. Now, of course, Cy and I believe all that the Catholic Church teaches to be revealed by God.
Amen.
I believe it's founded on the most firm of foundations in a historical person who really did live, really did die, and is resurrected from the dead.
Right.
And we have over 500 eyewitnesses of that fact. We have miracles, not just in the first century, but miracles in every generation for 2,000 years that prove the veracity of the resurrection. We have so, so much more. Even the existence of the Catholic Church is inexplicable in human terms, how we could have one Lord, one faith, one baptism proclaimed for 2,000 years. But you know what? No matter how good and plain and manifest these truths are, folks have free will, and we can choose to reject. You know, Jesus Christ, you might want to say this, Nick, to your mom. Jesus Christ walked this earth 2,000 years ago, the God-man who, as I said, proved the fact that he's God. He fulfilled scores of prophecies. He prophesied himself things that came to pass. He performed miracles that even his enemies attested to, by the way, that he performed those miracles. And yet, he was crucified on Good Friday. Everybody left him except for some holy women, his mother and John the Apostle there hanging out with those holy women. I mean, he is the picture of, you know, the unsuccessful person if we look at it from a worldly vantage point. So you should say, Nick, to your mom, does that mean Jesus was a failure? Because he died on the cross and everybody left him. And, you know, on Palm Sunday, they were waving palms. And the next week, they're throwing rocks at him and beating him and screaming, crucify him. The bottom line is, Nick, we are free moral agents. But I would encourage you, Nick, to be open to that Catholic faith that you have left. Keep on listening to Catholic.com and maybe ask your mom about it. Be open to talk with her about it. I appreciate your openness, but don't close the door, because if you want to hurt your mom more, you'd close the door. Be open to discussing the faith. We're here for you, Nick, at Catholic.com. And let me ask you real quick, have you ever checked out our website at Catholic.com?
I have, yes.
Yes.
I've been listening for the past couple months. I plan on hitting the other line pretty soon here to help that 15K.
Hey!
Praise God.
Now tell your mom about that.
That will encourage your mom right there. But seriously, Nick, we've got a whole lot of good information here for you. Great book, one of our most recent ones you've probably heard of, Trent Horn's Why We're Catholic. Real simple. It's a pretty short work, but absolutely gorgeous in its presentation of the general beliefs of the Catholic faith, and I think quite persuasive. But the main thing is to be open and to encourage your mom, as you've just said to us, you love her, and oh, she did anything but fail. It's obvious that she instilled in you a respect for the Catholic faith, and I do think that door obviously is still open. So, Nick, I'll love to hear your story when you come back to the church.
Okay, Nick?
Thanks, Matt. Yep. Have a good one, guys. Good luck.
Hey, God bless
you,
Nick.
God
Thanks
bless
for
you,
calling.
Nick. Again, 888-291-8000 is the number to call and support Catholic Answers. We are on the air for another hour, so if you're on the line, stay on the line. Don't worry. We're going to get to your call. If you haven't dialed yet, you can. The number to call if you have a question is 888-318-7884, but I'm giving that out very sparingly because we really got to emphasize the other number. But I'll give it again, 888-318-7884. I crossed up there for a second. So if you have a question, go ahead and get in line. Marie will screen the call, and we'll get you on with Tim. If you have not yet supported Catholic Answers and you'd like to do so before the top of the hour, because all that money is counted for this hour, if we can get it in the next few minutes, Every line except one is open right now. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know what? Wasn't that a beautiful call? And I thank you again, Nick, not only for calling, but pledging.
I know.
There's a guy that doesn't believe. And Nick, please do stay in touch with us, because I'd love to talk with you more about perhaps the reasons why you left the faith. Perhaps we can knock down some obstacles for you. But you know what, folks? That's why we're here at Catholic Answers. We do one thing and one thing only. We give people Catholic answers. And if you want to support that, maybe I'm biased, but I don't think there's a better place you can go than right here, 888-291-8000. Pledge your support. We need your help. Trust me. We need your help. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000.
Open forum today. Second hour, Tim will be with us again, and we'll take any question you've got on the Catholic faith, but also stressing. We've got another hour of fundraising today. Just four more hours we'll take this week, and then we are done fundraising for this year and for the first 2 months of next year. So we got to be fully funded for the next 3 months. The way to help us do that, 888-291-8000. All we're trying to do is go out and make disciples of all the nations. So if you think that's a good idea, go ahead and call 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Perfect time to do it, because we're not going to be with you for a couple minutes. Time to call 888-291-8000.